We do have calendar voting going on right now. If you go to our website, www.csisd.org, there's a big link on the left-hand side where you can vote for your favorite school calendar for the 2012-2013 school year, next school year. It is a big process. This is one part of that process. And using the input that we get from the votes and the open-ended comments on our website, the District Educational Improvement Committee will use that input and recommend one of those three calendars to the board in either January or February, and the board will approve that calendar. And as long as I've been here, this is my third year now, the last 2 years on calendar voting, the calendar with the most votes has ended up being the calendar that's chosen. I'm not saying that's necessarily going to be the case, but that's the way it has been in the past. So take your opportunity to voice your opinion and tell us what you like. Usually the two big issues are, should we have finals before the winter break or after the winter break? And the other big issue is generally the ending of school, the last day of school. Should it stay in May or creep into June? So calendar is pretty complicated to put together. There are lots of rules as to when you can start, how many days of instruction you have to have, and all that kind of stuff. So
then you throw in A&M and other major employers.
Absolutely. And, you know, it becomes one of those things where we really value community feedback on making this decision on our school calendar because, you know, we consider ourselves a community school district, and we want to know what you guys want to do, when you want to have holidays and when you don't. I did want to say that December 20th, which is a Tuesday, is going to be our last day of school for the semester. It's also going to be an early release day. Specific information on that can be found on our website as well. Our different campuses release at different times. And then we don't come back, Bill, till the students don't come back till January 9th. So they've got a pretty extended break this year. We talked about the school calendar voting earlier. This is was on the calendar that received the most votes last year. And so I don't know if the students are doing all the voting or who's doing all the voting, but we got a long holiday this year.
Is that a first time?
It's the first time since I've been here. It's about a half a week longer than it normally is. So generally, we would come back in this situation. We would be out this coming Friday and would come back on, I believe, it would be the second or the third, whatever that Monday is. So it's a couple days more than normal.